This is File 46, Cycle 2. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is October 7th, 2016. This morning I am interviewing Roger Rollins, who has been on several boards and the Salisbury Board of Education. First, we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
My name is Roger Rollins.
That's a good, easy one to spell.
That's right.
When were you born?
February 3rd, 1959.
And where?
Pomona, California.
And your parents' names?
Richard and Renetta.
And do you have siblings?
I have a sister. Her name is Rosalyn.
Is it with an S or is
it? Yeah, S-O-L-L-Y-N.
Okay. All righty. Your education after high school?
I went to UCLA and graduated from the University of California, Irvine.
And what was your degree?
Sociology, I think, basically.
Okay. How did you come to the area?
I met Christy, my wife, in Newport Beach, and she was moving back here, so I followed her back.
And you mentioned something about her grandparents.
Her grandfather was the English master at Hotchkiss. I think he retired in 72 or 3.
And his name was?
Was Richard Gurney, G-U-R-N-E-Y.
All right.
And her grandmother was Margaret. And they lived on the Hotchkiss campus, I think he started in the 40s.
Probably.
Yeah. And then they moved to 14 Library Street, which is where we moved. 14 Library Street, right across the street from the library parking lot.
Okay.
The White House.
Yep.
And that's where we lived when we were first married.
What is the name of your business?
Resource Valuation Group.
And what is it that you do?
I appraise real estate.
And who would your clients be, in general?
Banks and attorneys, mostly.
And how long have you been doing this?
1982. What is that, 20, 34 years?
That's a good long time.
Yeah. No wonder I'm tired.
Yeah, I can understand that. And you said to me that when you came to town, you wanted to get involved with the community, and you were on several boards.
I was.
So, and these may not be in the order that you were on them, but I'm going to ask you first about the Zoning Board of Appeals. Do you remember when you went on that one? You told me 94.
Yeah, I think it was early, because I think I was appointed as an alternate. I think if you raise your hand and say you're willing to do something, they find something.
Oh, they find you.
Immediately.
Oh, yes.
So I was appointed as an alternate and then was elected to a regular position.
I'm assuming because of your background with appraising real estate that this is why you were on that board.
Right.
What is its purpose?
When property owners need to appeal the zoning ordinances in the town, mm-hmm. they go to the Zoning Board of Appeals, and then we have to find, the board is required to find some hardship for that property owner, and therefore we can override the zoning ordinance if we find a hardship.
And a hardship cannot be self-inflicted or financial?
That's true. Has to be something to do with the property.
Which came next, the Recreation Commission or the sewer?
Oh, the sewer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. That's the Salisbury Water Pollution Control Authority.
Yes.
Perfect.
And do you remember about what year you were on that?
Probably 95.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was on that. I finally resigned, I've got to say, 2012? 11, something like that.
Oh, you were on a long time.
I was chairman of that, too, for a while.
What do they do?
Basically control all of the sewer lines in town, manage the water pollution control facility.
Is that the same as the wastewater department?
Yeah.
So that would be John Whalen?
That's John Whalen.
Who's had it for 44 years?
Something like that, yep.
Who got it from his uncle?
Yep, exactly.
How
so
many
we're the board that oversees the budget for him.
Okay.
Probably, what, seven members? No, five or seven.
Okay. And do you have a term of office?
I think it was a 4-year term.
Okay. And you oversee the budget?
Yep.
Okay.
Because it's a separate line item. It's not part of the town budget.
Oh, it is?
Yep. It's not included in the mill rate. Because the only people that pay for it are the people that are on it. So the town does not pay for it.
Oh, good. Alrighty. Recreation Commission. When did you get on that one?
Oh, after I was on the Board of Education.
Oh, okay. Then we'll...
Right, because the Board of Education, the Rec Commission has an automatic place for a member of the Board of Education.
Then I'll come back and I'll do the Recreation Commission after the board. And you got on the Board of Education about 2002?
Two or 2000.
Okay.
2002, it must have been.
Why did you run? Did you have children in the system?
Yes. I've had three children go through Salisbury Central School. So I got onto the board. Let's see, I can probably do the math. I started on the board when my oldest son was in first grade, and he graduated from eighth grade in his class of 2008. Yeah. And then I was on the board. I was on the board until 2004.
Okay. As a regular member, what duties did you have?
I was vice chairman and then I was chairman for 8 years.
Were you on any special committees?
Building, grounds, budget.
That's fun.
Well, and then as chairman, I was pretty much on all of them.
Oh, yeah. When did you become chairman? About 2004?
Yeah. I've been on it for 2 years.
So you had been chair for 8 years.
Yep.
Is it difficult to be chair of Board of Education? I mean, do you get a lot of input from parents and faculty?
I didn't find it difficult at all. I enjoyed it. I don't think...
It wasn't contentious then?
There were a couple contentious things.
That's life.
Right, that's life. I mean, I never found it horrific by any sort of imagination. Okay. I mean, I must admit, I don't take to that well, so I was able to control the meetings. If it got to be contentious, I didn't shut it down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. any special training for...
No, I don't think they... I think that's there is CABE, mm-hmm. and there's... there's a couple,
like the Freedom of
Information, FOI information, things like that. But no, there's really not. And I think that's one thing that the state could probably do a little better is to.
Yeah, I'm surprised because so many of the things that I have interviewed, like the fire department and town clerk and assessor, they've got regulations and training up the wazoo.
Right. But the Board of Education, you just get on it, and of course, and they can't. It's a volunteer position, so they can't really mandate you to go to a class. I mean, they hope you do. They offer them, but you don't have to.
Okay. What's the time commitment?
As chairman, it was probably 10 to 12 hours a week.
That's a lot.
It's crazy.
You said that the principals that you worked with. There was a gentleman before Paul Sales, and then there was Chris Butwell.
Right.
And you had mentored Chris.
I tried to.
I'm sure you did.
I tried to.
What's the purpose of the Board of Education?
Oversee the budget, oversee the policies and procedures for the school. Definitely not. Our job is not to be hands-on educators.
That's the job of the principal and the faculty.
Exactly right.
Oh, good.
It drives me crazy when boards try to get involved in the day-to-day operation.
That's not their purview. It shouldn't be, anyway.
It's not what we're supposed to do.
You do budgets. You do building issues. How about curriculum direction? Anything with that? Not really.
That's the superintendent. That's the administration. We have to come in and get it approved.
Oh, yeah.
So if the superintendent brings us a new math curriculum, for example, we are going to say yes or no, but we're not I don't think we should.
That's not, again, that's not, that's the purview of the principal or the faculty.
Yeah.
Bus contracts are a lot of fun.
And employment contracts, yeah.
Do you approve staffing?
No.
That's, again, the principal.
Although the principal brings us the staffing and says, we have hired a new teacher, and then we have to say yes. The board does, because they're now an employee of the board. So we have to say, because the payroll comes from the board. So so we have to approve employees.
So you get to sign the paychecks.
I can sign them, every one of them, yes.
Just off the record, do they still do two paychecks a month?
Yes.
When I was working, it was one.
Yeah, two paychecks a month, two signatures, the board, the board, and then the treasurer, the town treasurer.
You had some special projects, and one was putting on a new roof. And tell me about the solar panel.
Well, we did not go with solar for the school because we just put a new roof on.
And
I did not want to void the contract for the new roof.
Does the roof leak?
Not that I know.
Oh, good.
I don't know. I've been there for a couple of years.
When I came in 1967, the roof leaked in the main lobby, and when I left in 91, it
still leaked in the main lobby. No, it does not. It didn't. No, we got rid of that problem.
You lengthened the school day.
We did.
And the new hours for the school day are what?
Oh, I think they started earlier, 8:30, and then they went to 3:15, I think.
Okay.
So that was, I think, a coup. I like that. That was the best thing we've done. I think that was good.
Okay.
For the kids.
How about the sports fields?
Tried to get those fixed, but
didn't work.
We ran out of money.
When we talked before, there were two things that you were very proud of.
Yes.
Tell me about the Richard Rollins Award.
The Roger Rollins
Award. Roger Rollins
Award. Right. Well, I think that the board did me I didn't have anything to do with it. It was wonderful that the board has named a community award for the 8th grade class. A boy and a girl are given the award, and they are kids that have participated in philanthropy throughout their time at Salisbury Central School. And the board donates, I think, $100 or $50 to the kid, and then the kid has to turn around and give that to a charity of their choice.
When you say philanthropy, is that the same as community service?
I view it as the same, but probably not. It's probably...
Then what do you mean by philanthropy?
Well, I probably meant community service versus philanthropy. Because philanthropy, I think, is giving money, and community service is giving time. And I think these kids are giving a lot of their time.
Okay.
So that would be my...
And the other thing that you mentioned particularly related to the budget. You did some sort of a procedure to make it easier.
Oh, well, yeah, that... I mean, the other thing, too, is we got Spanish as a full-time class. It was no longer... It's no longer a special. It's an actual class for the middle school, which is great. But I also tweet that... worked on a big spreadsheet that got the budget, so you can actually put in a number. It will then automatically fill into the budget and see where you're going, so you can analyze the budget a lot much more easily than you could before. That was a fun project.
I'll bet.
If you like that kind of thing.
Well, everybody has their special talents.
I sit at my desk, and that's what I like to do.
Well, sure.
Just play with spreadsheets.
Now the Recreation Commission. When did you go on that?
Probably 2008. I think that we had always had somebody on the, somebody from the board was on the commission.
Okay.
And then they finally got to the point where nobody wanted to do it, so I finally just said, I'll do it. And that was fine. I mean, the Recreation Committee, that's an easy commission.
How many are on that?
Seven? Five or seven.
Okay.
Yeah, you meet once a month. You talk about baseball. You talk about soccer. Our biggest thing when I was on the board was we got out of Salisbury Rec Commission removed itself from Little League, National Little League. That's somewhat controversial.
Gee, we've been a big baseball thing for a long time.
And we still are, but we just don't have a Little League. If the kid wants to play Little League, they have to go to New York now.
Ah, okay.
And now that can change again.
Oh, sure.
That's when I was there, that was the big controversy.
All right. Any other boards that I've missed?
Not in town.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this interview before we close?
I don't think so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was easy.